This is Martin Drakey Drake.
From Scotland?
Yep, I get free international calls, so.
That's fantastic. Yep. Hi.
Hi. Can you just find any old thing and read it to me right now? Anything, anything, I don't care what it is.
All I have at the moment is my notes. I'm a photographer, so I just write notes everywhere.
Oh.
Crazy.
So what does Martin from Scotland have to do with hotcountry1035.ca? What are you doing listening to us?
I have a friend in Dartmouth that I've known for years and years and years. We send each other care packages. He sends me old dress chips because I can't get them here. Because I love them.
He sends you old dress chips.
I send him Scottish crisps.
Yeah, what are those like?
Man, you can get every flavor possible. Roast beef and horseradish will blow your mind.
Roast beef and horseradish chips.
You know, we have a mailing address also.
And we like chips.
You want some? I'll send you some.
Oh my gosh. Where in Scotland are you?
I am in just outside Glasgow.
Are you anywhere near my family's castle?
What's...
Well, because my real last name is Gordon, and so there's supposedly a Gordon Castle somewhere, and I'm just wondering if it, you know, is in good shape.
I'll Google it for you. I'll find it. I'll tell you, every time we take the dogs to the dog park, there's a building off to the right on this derelict road, and it's just a shell. So don't be surprised if it's that one.
And all the dogs are peeing on it, is what you're saying.
Someone's using it, man.
Martin, the last message that you sent us on Monday had said that you tried to make your very first donair, and you made it with ground turkey, and it was amazing. Can you elaborate on your donair?
My friend in Dartmouth, he sent me the Drunken Sailor Spices.
The Drunken Sailor Spices. So,
yeah, I just pounded the hell out of the thing. Well, I did everything it said on the packet to do, but it's a really good aggression taker because turkey takes a lot of pounding.
Yes.
So I just used my knuckles.
Oh, you used your fists. like
really
a true
got
Scot.
Out some rage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you make the sauce?
No. I'm dairy and wheat free, but I am searching for an alternative to make it with.
I would maybe get some like almond milk, leave it out in the sun for a while until it spoils. Then you've got your sauce. And then you just need to haul out that slowly rotating meat spit that everybody has in their kitchen.
Ah, yes.
At least around here.
Here.
And you got to put the meat on there.
That sounds good to me.
So you're a frequent listener of our show in particular?
Yep.
Wow, do you have any feedback for us? What can we improve on?
Why?
No, don't need to improve on anything, really. It's better than our radio station. It's down.
There's no good options there.
Yeah, especially for country.
No, I love country. I'm a true redneck because we've got an imported 05 Mustang in the garage. And we just took a purchase of a lifted GMP Suburban.
Well, it sounds like on one hand you might be a redneck, on the other hand you might be a drug dealer.
But he does it all in a kilt.
And with no teeth.
Martin, thank you so much for calling us. This is delightful, and you can call us absolutely anytime and say anything you want, and I will be delighted.
Awesome.